love. Do you know that God loves you? That He has a special plan for your life? Through His Word and by His Spirit, this program seeks to expand and deepen your understanding of God's amazing love for you. Now, here's your friend and God's handmaiden, Mary Winchell.
Does the world seem strange to you? It seems strange to me. Things that used to be aren't anymore. Acceptable behavior, everyone seems to be acting in a different way, a different time, different season. It seems almost foreign, like I'm living in another place, in another time zone. And yet when I look at the Word of God, apparently this is the way it's going to be. And not to be too surprised when I don't understand what's happening. When I look around and I see a breakdown in our society, and I find it could lead one to despair if we didn't have a hope. And Jesus Christ is our hope. And keeping our eyes upon Him, because He is the author and finisher of our faith, not to be moved by what we hear on the radio and news reports or watching television and the things that we see, and even in the lives of the friends of ours who are around us. We don't understand that anymore either. And it could lead to depression or anxiety. And yet when my eyes are upon Him, when my heart is listening to the heartbeat of God, and I'm reading His Word, that gives me stability in the midst of seeming chaos around me. Reading from 2 Timothy, 3rd chapter. Don't be naive. There are difficult times ahead. As the end approaches, people are going to be self-absorbed, money-hungry, self-promoting, stuck-up, profane, contemptuous of parents, crude, coarse, dog-eat-dog, unbending, slanderers, impulsively wild, savage, cynical, treacherous, ruthless, bloated windbags, addicted to lust, and allergic to God. They'll make a show of religion, but behind the scenes, they're animals. Stay clear of these people. These are the kind of people who smooth talk themselves into the homes of the unstable and needy women and take advantage of them. Women who, depressed by their sinfulness, take up with every new religious fad that calls itself truth. They get exploited every time and never really learn. These men are like those old Egyptian frauds, Jannes and Jambres, who challenged Moses. They were rejects from the faith, twisted in their thinking, defying truth itself, but nothing will come of these latest imposters. Everyone will see through them just as people saw through the Egyptian hoax. Not to be deceived. Not to be deceived in this world around us, even that which seems good but isn't good. Discerning the times. If we ever needed the gift of discerning of spirits, now is the time. Not to go by what we see with our eyes and hear with our ears, but having our hearts so in tune with God's heart that we would immediately know what is false and what is true. We would immediately know that which is from the throne of God and that which is deception. And even in our everyday kind of walk around life, we would not be deceived by the promises of men. We would not be deceived by false doctrine. We would not be deceived by advertising. Things that look good but are not good. We would be aware of what the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is saying to the church, and that church is you and me, because the Holy One dwells within us. We would not need to read a book to find out if we didn't know the truth from a lie, because the one who is truth, Jesus Christ, dwells within us. And we could listen to the Holy Spirit within us, the peacekeeper, and we would know immediately what is deception, where there is danger, where there is entrapment, ensnarement. And because of that need to be loved within ourselves, that need to be wanted, that need to find security, that we would not grab on or accept that thing that promised to meet our needs. For the enemy is as wise as a serpent, but the Lord calls us to be gentle as doves and also as wise as a serpent. We can have the wisdom of God. We can walk in the authority of His Spirit. We can tell the truth from a lie. We can walk in freedom, not to be ensnared and captured, free from the spirit of this world, that we can run the race, and regardless of what's happening in the world around us, we can be all God has called us to be. We can walk in truth and in liberty. We can walk in sincerity of heart. We can walk in His love. We can walk the narrow way without fear, without loneliness, without that spirit of competition, that spirit of jealousy within us, because we have met the one who meets all our needs, the Lord Jesus Christ. And He can bring us to those oases, those places in the desert experience that will bring refreshment to our souls, healing to our hearts, healing to our bodies, that we can walk through this life that seems to have landmines all around us, ensnarements, entrapments. We can walk through this holding on to the hand of God, knowing He is the Good Shepherd. But my need to look to Him, my need to spend time with Him, my need to cry out for His eyes and His ears, my desire to know His Word, my desire to spend time with Him that He can speak to me, that I would not be deceived nor mocked by the powers of darkness, but walk in spirit and in truth, in the liberty of the Holy Spirit, in a world that's becoming exceedingly dark. And I know the Lord's heart is towards His children, to take our hand, to lead us beside quiet waters, to restore our soul, to anoint our head with oil. For He is the healer. He's the deliverer. He's the one who makes us whole. And He has great plans for His children at this time in history, as He's called us to be the army of God. He's calling His children from the north, east, south, and west to take their places, to be empowered by His Spirit, to walk as one in the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace, that the world truly would know that He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. March on, army, march on. Truth is marching on. One more day, one more hour, Lord, to save one more soul. Reading again from 2 Timothy, 4th chapter. I can't impress this on you too strongly. God is looking over your shoulder. Christ Himself is the judge, with the final say on everyone, living and dead. He is about to break into the open with His rule, so proclaim the message with intensity. Keep on your watch, challenge, warm, and urge people. Don't ever quit. Just keep it simple. You're going to find that there will be times when people will have no stomach for solid teaching, but will fill up on spiritual junk food, catchy opinions that tickle their fancy. They'll turn their backs on truth and chase mirages. But you, keep your eye on what you're doing. Accept the hard times along with the good. Keep the message alive. Do a thorough job as God's servant, calling us to maturity and responsibility. And Paul, in writing Ephesians, 4th chapter, he calls us to be mature too. In light of all this, here's what I want you to do. While I'm locked up here, a prisoner for the Master, I want you to get out there and walk. Better yet, run on the road. God called you to travel. I don't want any of you sitting around on your hands. I don't want anyone strolling off down some path that goes nowhere. And mark that you do this with humility and discipline. Not in fits and starts, but steadily. Pouring yourselves out for each other in acts of love. Alert at noticing differences and quick at mending fences. You were all called to travel on the same road in the same direction, so stay together, both outwardly and inwardly. You have one Master, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father over all, who rules over all, works through all, and is present in all. Everything you are and think and do is out of the oneness of God. And that doesn't mean you should all look and speak and act the same out of the generosity of Christ. Each one of us has been given his own gift. And so as we march in this army of God, each taking position, each one of us preferring the other, each different in our uniqueness and in our gifting, but we hear the same drummer. We're marching to the same beat, because we have one vision, one Spirit, the Holy Spirit, one baptism into the living God, one faith into the Lord Jesus Christ, one mind, the mind of Christ, marching together as one army with our Commander-in-Chief. In that unity of the Spirit and that bond of peace, is anything impossible? As soldiers of the living God, soldiers for Christ, joining the angel army, God has a plan, and He's called you and I to be part of that plan, and not to look at what we don't have and our deficiencies, but looking to the all-sufficient one, looking to Him, obeying His voice, saying yes to the Spirit of God, loving each other, not allowing the fire to go out within our being as we look around at this world, but that our eyes are on heaven. Our eyes and our heart are in the divine commission, that our will has been submitted to His will, that we might see the glory of God.
We worship You, Lord. God, we long for Your sweet, holy presence to fill our lives every day. Lord, I believe that You desire for us to be a holy people, called out, consecrated unto You, a vessel of honor fit for You. Father, call us, woo us, draw us deeper into Your very presence.
Yahweh is holy, Yahweh is holy.
spending time with you. Holy, 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 holy is your name. Lord, we stand in awe of you, the splendor.
Yahweh is holy. Draw near to God, resist the enemy, and he shall flee. Living in the presence of the living God, spending time with him, obedient to his will, walking in the Spirit. Awesome as an army with banners. God loves you with an amazing love.
We hope you've enjoyed Mary's message. To listen to more messages of God's amazing love for all mankind, visit her website at amazingloveministries.org.